KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy, 55 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless Agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In local news, the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Board will gather this evening at the City Park Shelter in downtown Atlantic for their regular meeting. The session begins at 5:15 and will include an update on an Eagle Scout project proposal for the Camelin Addition at Sunnyside Park and an update on the Eagle Scout Bench project at the Schulberg Recreation Area. There will also be updates on the department's various capital improvement projects in the campground area, dog park, and signage at the Schulberg Recreation Area. In his report to the board, Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring will provide a review of the Schulberg Committee meeting at the Sunnyside Pool Calendar and City Park Tour, along with a review of the projects completed and future projects being considered. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the Parks and Rec Board is September 17th in the Council's chambers at City Hall. But again, tonight's meeting takes place at the City Park Shelter in downtown Atlantic. News time is 8:01.
Introducing the plan that revolves around you. The new Share Everything plan from TV Store, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's the first plan of its kind. Now get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and a single pool of shareable data that powers up to 10 devices, including smartphones, tablets, hotspots, and more. Plus, you can use your smartphone as a mobile hotspot for no extra charge. It works for individuals or families.
And right now, you can get the Samsung Galaxy S3 with SB to transfer files to and from Galaxy S3 devices for just $199.99 for 16GB or $249.99 for 32GB.
And right now, with Verizon Wireless, you get more 4G LTE coverage than all the other networks combined in over 300 cities and counting. Visit the TV Store, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 243-3032 to find out more. Activation and other fees apply, subject to customer agreement. Coverage details at VZW.com.
Members of the Elkhorn-Kimbleton Board of Education will gather at the high school in Elkhorn this evening for a regularly scheduled session. During their 7 p.m. meeting in the Family and Consumer Science Room, the board will act on approving a contract for the assistant volleyball coach and a stipend for the athletic director. Other discussion and/or action items include those pertaining to preschool transportation, a contract for Rosetta Stone, adult lunch prices, and the purchase of two copiers. Board president will also administer the oath of office to the business manager, and the board will act upon approving enrollments, among other business. The Griswold Community School District's Board of Education also expected to meet this evening and during their 5:30 p.m. session in the central office boardroom. The board will receive updates on various ongoing or completed projects, as well as the Jahnke Scholarship. They'll also discuss various board policies. New business during the meeting tonight includes action on a funding agreement with Cass Incorporated, adult lunch prices, an agreement with the Griswold Rescue with regard to football games, city agreements, the annual progress report, sidewalks for the baseball, softball, and football track facilities, and a salary issue. The board is also slated to receive information with regard to the 500 and 700 series board policies. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Sioux City man has been charged in connection with an armed robbery at a pharmacy Friday night. Police arrested 42-year-old Eric Evans Saturday morning and have charged him with first-degree robbery. Records indicate that he's charged with assault on a peace officer. The robbery happened at Drilling Pharmacy at around 8 p.m. Friday. A lone gunman entered the business and confronted a worker at the pharmacy counter. No one was injured. Well, baby boomers should call their doctor now and arrange to be tested for hepatitis C. The Centers for Disease Control is making that recommendation after seeing a doubling of hepatitis C deaths since the late 1990s. Dr. Mark Millard is a University of Nebraska gastroenterologist. He says 1 in 30 baby boomers have been infected, and that population is 5 times more likely than others to be infected with the virus.
Around half of them don't know they have it. 75% of the ones that don't know they have it are in the baby boomer generation. So it's approximately 2 million people.
Hepatitis C can cause 1 out of 5 patients to develop scarring of the liver, and 1 in 50 to 100 patients will develop liver cancer. Dr. Millard said treatment for Hep C is available if detected early. If it's not detected, the consequences, he said, could prove fatal.
These are 15,000 people who will die of hepatitis C annually after around 2020. so that since treatment is effective, we're trying to identify the patients now.
He says most patients who acquired it when they were in their 20s have no symptoms until their 50s. Anyone born from 1945 to 1965 is recommended to get the one-time blood test.
Hepatitis C is spread blood to blood, and it's thought that the baby boomers have had more risky behavior overall than other age groups that have resulted in their infections. Up to this point, just doing the testing based upon identification of risk factors has missed millions of people who have it. That's why they recommend that everyone who were born between 1945 and 65 get tested.
Of the more than 3 million Americans thought to be infected, two-thirds are in the baby boomer age group. Organizers of Raw Food Week in Iowa say it's coincidence the week is beginning the day after the closing of the Iowa State Fair, known for its snacks such as the bacon-wrapped corn dog. Sherry Clark, a holistic health and nutrition counselor from Des Moines, says Raw Food Week centers on living a freestyle, or rather a lifestyle, based on eating the freshest ingredients possible.
We really developed it to kind of share the passion that we have for eating healthfully and to introduce people to the concept that raw food doesn't have to be difficult or daunting, and that really is a good thing for us.
Clark, who's a certified raw food chef, says you can find raw food as you close your backyard garden.
Raw food is anything that's not been heated to more than 105 degrees. It includes fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds. So it's primarily really healthy, good for you, natural foods. And just as important as what raw food is what it's not. It's not processed or manufactured or comes in a can, a bottle, or a container.
The cost is often a concern, as there's a perception that eating healthy might only be for the wealthy.
Eating on a budget is often one of the questions that we're asked about. And there's a lot of little tricks, things like eating in season, buying at local farmers markets, being conscious and mindful about buying quantities that you'll use and go through so that there's not waste, buying in bulk.
Events this week include tastings and presentations, including one called Meals That Heal. In the Des Moines metro area, there will also be a film screening, as well as an opportunity to experience raw food offerings at several restaurants. You can learn more by visiting the Raw Food Week 2012 page on Facebook. GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney has scheduled another visit to eastern Iowa. A letter sent to supporters on the campaign website, mittromney.com, said the rally is scheduled to begin at noon on Wednesday at LeClaire Manufacturing in Bettendorf. President Barack Obama spent 3 days in Iowa last week, his fifth visit to the state this year. Wednesday's visit will be Romney's fifth as well. The two candidates are competing for 6 electoral votes from Iowa, which is considered a toss-up state. Romney visited Iowa earlier this month with events held in West Des Moines and Des Moines. He last visited the Quad Cities area on June the 18th when he spoke at LeClaire Park in Davenport. Opponents of same-sex marriage are gearing up to oust an Iowa Supreme Court judge in November, and advocates of an independent judiciary fear defeat unless justices defend themselves. Justice David Wiggins is taking a low-key approach to criticism from groups opposing his 2009 vote in a case that allowed same-sex marriage in Iowa. The Republican Party in Iowa says it plans to defeat Wiggins. Iowa justices face a retention vote every 8 years. In 2010, 3 of Wiggins' colleagues on the bench were voted out. Justices in Iowa have refused to campaign, saying the courts must be removed from politics or stay removed from politics. Political consultants say that justices faced certain defeat unless they respond to groups with a political axe to grind and plenty of money to spend. Researchers at Iowa State University say they're on the verge of marketing a new product that promises to add more value to ethanol production. Hans Van Leeuwen is a civil construction and environmental engineering professor at ISU. He's leading a team that's converting ethanol leftovers into a food-grade fungus,
which has turned out to be an excellent feed for poultry, and it is also suitable for pigs. And in fact, we have conducted some extensive pig feeding trials, and we are in the process of doing some more.
The ISU researchers have produced the Myco meal in a pilot plant in Nevada. Much of the stillage left over from ethanol production is already turned into distillers' dried grains that are sold as feed for cattle. Adding fungus to the remaining liquid from the spillage produces the Myco meal.
This particular fungal material has a very high protein content, and more importantly, some specific essential amino acids that cannot be synthesized by the pigs.
The researchers are still studying how Myco meal affects tissue growth, and intestinal health in pigs. but Van Leeuwen says it could replace other forms of food for animals. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney and running mate Paul Ryan are likely to get a lot of questions about their plans for Medicare when they hold a town hall meeting in New Hampshire today. Romney and Ryan will try to reassure voters that the proposal to offer a private alternative to Medicare would not affect anyone currently over the age of 55. Republicans will meet today and tomorrow in Tampa, Florida, to work on a platform ahead of the GOP National Convention next week. The Democratic Platform Committee met earlier this month and approved a platform that for the first time includes an endorsement of same-sex marriage. First Lady Michelle Obama is inviting more than 50 children to the White House today for a state dinner luncheon. The children are winners of a contest to create original, healthy lunch recipes representing each of the food groups. Investigators told the Los Angeles Times that a suicide note has been found at the office of Hollywood director Tony Scott. Scott, who directed such hits as Top Gun and Beverly Hills Cop 2, jumped from a bridge yesterday in the Los Angeles harbor. Scott was 68 years old and the younger brother of Oscar-nominated director Ridley Scott. And finally in the news, a Western New York woman accused of punching a 70-year-old Walmart greeter in the face is about to go on trial for felony assault. Jaquetta Simmons could get up to 7 years in prison if she's convicted of the alleged Christmas Eve assault, which falls under New York's granny law. The law makes it a felony to injure someone age 65 or older. News time is 8:11.
Camp, but don't want to miss all your favorite TV shows? Well, now you don't have to with the Tailgater from Dish.
With the Tailgater, you can access Dish channels that you would at home on the go. The Tailgater from Dish is easy to set up, so easy you can do it yourself. All you'll need is a Tailgater and a VIP 211K receiver.
Tailgater from Dish is a self-aligning dish, so all you have to do is set up the Tailgater where there are no trees. Select the state you're on, and the system will do the rest for you.
Maybe you're not camping much this summer, but plan to head somewhere warm for the winter in your RV. Well, this works for that too.
Hi, this is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your local Dish authorized retailer. If you'd like to get set up with a Tailgater from Dish or learn more about it, stop in at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or call 243-3032.
System includes antenna and receiver. Activation fees may apply. Restrictions include prepayment of all monthly and one-time fees. Programming restrictions may apply based on location. Call for details.
And in the funeral announcements, Rilla Shires, age 83, formerly of the Griswold and Elliott areas, died August the 8th at her home in Cottonwood, Arizona. Graveside services for Rilla Shires will be today at 10 o'clock at the Hillside Cemetery in Elliott. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Morgan Morath, age 44, of Clive and formerly of Baird, died Wednesday at the Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Morgan Morath will be today at 2 o'clock at United Methodist Church in Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has arrangements. Geraldine Peterson, age 84, of Oakland, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor. A memorial service for Geraldine Peterson will be this afternoon at 3:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Doug Shag Wiedemeyer, age 54, of Adair, died Saturday at his home. A private family funeral service for Doug Wiedemeyer will be held, and visitation of the family will be from 5 until 7 this evening at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. Dolores Cusher, age 83, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Graveside services for Dolores Cusher will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Pleasant Township Cemetery south of Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Ernestine Hiley, age 84, of Avoca, died Friday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Ernestine Hiley will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Dean Sully, age 73, of Avoca, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Dean Sully will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. And Dixie Lou Spencer, age 79, of Hamlin, died Friday at the Audubon County Hospital. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place, and a private family graveside service for Dixie Lou Spencer will be held at a later date. The Hockenberry England Funeral Home in Audubon is assisting the family with arrangements. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.